Hello, welcome to this episode of Let's Talk Death. I'm Fran Solomon.
And I'm Andy McNeil.
And we're thrilled to be your hosts for these conversations. Let's Talk Death is brought to you by Heal Grief, a social support network creating community after someone has died. Everything we do is inspired by our core belief that no one should ever grieve alone.
Our goal with this program is to have a friendly chat with some amazing people, so we can help normalize and educate our Heal Grief community. Our guest today is Brian Jung. Brian is the founder of This Is Why, a creative platform for individuals who have lost a parent as a child or a teenager. His goal is to provide a safe space for individuals of all ages to share emotions, thoughts, experiences, with the option of anonymity. In turn, a community can be built with others who've undergone similar experiences. Brian was born and raised around the Seattle area, graduated from the University of Washington with a focus on information systems at the Michael G. Foster School of Business. He continues to live and work in Seattle. In his free time, Brian likes to produce and perform music. He also enjoys playing a variety of different sports, especially golf. I join him in that. Brian, we are delighted to have you as a guest on our show.
Thank you so much, Fran and Andy, for having me and, you know, just having this opportunity to chat and share my story. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. So, Brian, let me ask you, let's start with your story. What happened in your life that inspired you to launch This Is Why?
Yeah, this was coming up on, you know, about 17 years ago when everything started, and my father did pass away when I was 11, but it all started when I was 9 years old, back in 2004, November 3rd. It's a day I'll never forget. To kind of give some context, my father was a lawyer in the Korean American community here, kind of around the Seattle area. And as the story goes, you know, the details are a little bit foggy from you know, just the time back then, but just in terms of kind of what my memory can recall, my father was possibly a little bit ahead in a court case against an opposing lawyer who was from another city in the area. And in order to kind of buy some time, back to catch up on some work, for whatever reason, the opposing lawyer had an idea in his mind to try to put my dad in the hospital and just try to buy some time back to catch up and maybe get ahead in the court case. So November 3rd, that morning, we're supposed to show up to court together, had a silenced pistol with him, fired three bullets at my father and struck him once in the head. And so from there, you know, it was pretty much just ICU, rehab, care, and just being in a bedridden coma for a little over a year until his passing in February 11, 2006. And that was just days before my 11th birthday. So, you know, it was kind of a gradual, very traumatic, about a year and a quarter, but yeah, just a whole experience, you know, that's going to stay with me forever.
Yeah, David, you cut out and froze for just a moment. So you were saying that your dad, that this person got your dad in the hospital, and what was it that he went into the hospital for?
Yeah, it was, my dad was, unfortunately shot in the head, with a silenced pistol, from the opposing lawyer. So, the lawyer came to my dad's office in the parking garage, you know, in the lot was able to fire off a few shots from, you know, his homemade, pistol, and, did get my dad in the head, unfortunately.
Brian, just thinking back at being 11 years old, can you share a little bit about just what your perception was just as an 11-year-old and facing all of that? How did that impact you as at that age and your family?
Yeah, you know, looking back, I think just being so young, it was just a state and sense of, you know, kind of confusion. And I think just the way of processing was very different for me, and I'm sure from my older brother, who's 3 years older. And my mother, you know, I think we all had our own experiences that will kind of always stick with us. But in terms of for me, you know, it was just a lot of confusion. I was very, very close to my father. So that was especially tough. And, you know, just the regular hospital visits was incredibly difficult. But, you know, he was still there. He was still, you know, our father of the family. And that was never going to change regardless of, you know, the state he was in. But for me, yeah, a lot of confusion. I think just the way that I kind of coped with it was just kind of getting through every day, each and every day, just as normal as possible. I think my mother really gets pretty much all the credit just for raising my brother and I, just because she made sure that we would always stick to the path forward and we would never waver off. And she always just made sure that, you know, we could have the best, most normal life as possible, you know, regardless of the circumstances. So she kept us in sports, kept us in clubs and school. And so, you know, all the credit to where I'm at today, you know, definitely goes out to her.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely many of the children I've worked with over the years who are grieving the death of a parent, the surviving parent who really steps up and the role that they play in the lives of their kids. And to me, it's, you know, I don't think we can commend parents enough for the things that they do, because they're grieving too. You know, they are dealing with the challenges that your family dealt with, it sounds like, for at least a year and a half, a couple of years, and then to have to face his death. And you know, and she's grieving herself and being able to have the wherewithal to support and care for you and your brother. Kudos to parents who live that. We have many at Heal Grief that are doing that right now. They're living that life right now. They're raising kids and they're themselves, you know, grieving and continuing to move forward in their lives.
Absolutely. And I think that that's what's so, you know, important in terms of my reflection on what happened, just because, you know, besides the grief, besides taking care of us, she had the added complexity of dealing with the court cases and going through, you know, the legalities and, you know, making sure the medical bills were all taken care of and that sort of thing. So there was just so much going on that she had to deal with, that at the time, you know, I was just trying to just be a kid and just continue on. But looking back, you know, it's pretty remarkable, just kind of seeing things from her side. And, you know, if I had children, you know, at that time, you know, how I would have, you know, had those experiences. But I just couldn't imagine, you know, all that she was able to handle, and just, you know, use her strength and just continue persevering forward.
Yeah. So, Brian, fast forward, we had the pleasure of meeting each other months ago. I don't want to say it's been over a year. You had this inspiration to do something in reaching others who were grieving. You want to share a bit about that journey?
Absolutely. Yeah. I, you know, ever since kind of the recent years, I've really wanted to help out, especially with kind of children and teenagers who have experienced, you know, exactly what I've been through, which is kind of losing a parent at such a young age. And so what I really wanted to do was kind of give some sort of way to not only bring children and teens together to kind of share their experiences, but also hear from the other side, you know, the adults who may have lost a parent when they were children or in their teenage years, maybe 30, 40 years ago. So I created this, call it a creative platform and community called This Is Why. And I really wanted to just provide a way for, you know, individuals to just reflect on, you know, how their experiences have kind of molded their ways through their lives, but also give them that that opportunity to just release anything, you know, that was on their mind and kept inside. I think there's a lot of good that can come out of just releasing certain emotions and certain feelings, and just being able to just kind of let that out one way or another. And I really wanted to just provide that opportunity. So this past Father's Day, I thought it was a perfect day on June 20th to officially launch the website and the social media platforms. And so it's been just about a month now. And, you know, just the experience of reading others' stories and just hearing from their perspectives and, you know, just seeing how they were able to find the strength to get to where they are today. That's really kind of what I wanted to start, but also have that community built in terms of supporters, contributors, readers, writers, all learning about others' lives and, you know, just seeing how many other people in this world there are that, you know, have the same experiences, similar experiences, and that we can all get through it together.
Would you say this has been a therapeutic journey for you?
I think so. You know, I definitely think so in terms of just the way of reflection, I think has been just so profound. You know, I've always thought back to when I was younger and all of those experiences that happened, you know, in the past, but this has really kind of brought that a little more real and, you know, a little more profound in terms of how can I use all of that to maybe help others, you know, that have been impacted similarly. And, you know, if I can just impact one person, that's all that matters to me. And that's all that makes it worth it.
Yeah. We find that, you know, for us, grief, we believe that grief is a lifelong journey. It's, you know, how do you maneuver with this lifelong companion that nobody asked for and nobody wants? And that, often we look for ways to continue with this. And it sounds like that's what you're doing. I mean, your dad's death was so many years ago, but yet you're in this process and finding a therapeutic way to continue, whether it's through the stories or whether it's giving people an opportunity to share their story.
I agree. Many ways what you're providing, we believe in community here at Heal Grief as well. And what you're providing is that community, you know, it's grief isn't a problem we're trying to fix or an illness that we're trying to cure, right? It's a life journey that we're living and we're not just living alone though. There's so many people who walk that with us. And platforms like this give people the opportunity to make those connections.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, even before 2020, I think it was already prevalent, unfortunately. And, you know, there were a lot of children and teens out there who've experienced the loss of a parent. But I think with the pandemic, you know, unfortunately, at such a profound human cost, it really added to that number of parentless, you know, children and teens. But I think that really, what I think globally we can all learn from is that there is more and more of an importance for mental health, and not just for adults and maybe parents who have lost their spouse, but also these kids and teens who are just going through such a time while they are developing and they're still trying to figure out and navigate their way around their life at the time. And then just having, you know, the added shock of a loss of a parent just, you know, is pretty devastating. And so I think with the learnings from the pandemic is that, you know, there's so many people out there who need the support. And, you know, if there are more and more organizations like Heal Grief and, you know, just such great people who have not only been doing this before and for a long time, but continue to do so, you know, that's really why I wanted to kind of jump in and also help out in terms of, you know, adding that support layer, and hopefully it can all just kind of be a synergy, not only in the country, but also around the world. And together, collectively, mental health can be a little more, you know, welcomed and spoken about so that people are more comfortable just, you know, getting the help they need.
Yeah, agreed.
So where is This Is Why today? So it's a platform and people can share stories. And tell me more about what you are doing with it or intend to do or hope to do.
Yeah, right now, as I mentioned, we're about a month in terms of the launch of the website. And, you know, we've gotten stories so far that are just so profound and just so great in terms of how unique they are. You know, I think one of the main visions of why I started This Is Why is to allow those different perspectives, those different opportunities to all be shared. And, you know, strength can come from reading other stories and seeing, okay, you know, this, this person has just been the best person that we know and love, you know, what made them that way? You know, what experiences from their past lives kind of molded them and their personality and their character to how great of a person they are today. So about a month in, we've had some great stories, and, you know, I want to continue to gather as many as we can so that there is a supportive community that can be built in there. You know, there are people that, you know, we can let them know they're not alone. And, you know, as you both mentioned, it's a lifelong journey. There's never really a flip of the switch saying, okay, we're done grieving. You know, we're done. We're over it. It's never going to be that way. And so if this can be kind of a perpetual cycle of, you know, having the support system where we continue to get stories, we continue to get these incredible, amazing, you know, recollections of, you know, people that maybe I know or even don't know. And it's even more special with people, you know, that are just complete strangers that are willing to share and willing to kind of show that, you know, I connect with you, Brian, and, you know, I've read your story and I want to share mine as well. That's really kind of how I wanted to start this community and just have it continue to build over time.
So do people create, I'm sorry, Andy, do people create a story online or do they submit it to you? How do people do their stories?
Yeah, the easiest way is kind of submitting the story on the website. So there is a webpage that links to just providing a few pieces of info and then writing out the story and sending in a photo thumbnail for the post, just kind of something special in terms of the memory of maybe their lost one, or maybe, you know, I always mention it could be your favorite beach, your favorite sport, just anything that really means something to you. I think one of the key factors that I really wanted to allow was the option of anonymity. You know, if someone wants to share, but maybe not be as comfortable sharing the personal details of, you know, their name, then I want to at least give them that opportunity to release, you know, what they need to say, in a more comfortable and safe environment. I never want to force anyone to share their story. I never want to push them over their comfort level. I just want to provide that opportunity to allow them to just, you know, utilize the platform in whatever he or she may want to, and also just be able to see that there are other people that are with them, you know, that have the similar experiences. And together, I think that's how that community can just continue to build over time.
Well, in many ways, it also gives an opportunity for our stories to kind of meld together. You know, so many of our stories are shaped by lots of things. It could be our age. It could be what's going on in our life at the moment, and our recollections. And even just reading other people's stories, there might be some nuances in there that we didn't even think about in our own story that causes us to rethink even the way that we tell our story. Not the truth of it, not the facts of it, but the way in which we tell that story, and the perspective that we, you know, that we have as we're sharing that. I love stories. Most of us do. As kids, we love to hear stories, you know, about past relatives, about all types of things, and being able to really shape our stories and share them together. I can see where this platform would give that opportunity to people to do that.
Right. And I really wanted to be peculiar in terms of kind of what demographic, I guess you could say, this is why is for. And I wanted to make it into a way where it is, you know, a platform for individuals who have lost a parent as a child or teenager. But I wanted to make it so that in that way, you know, it could be a teenager maybe grieving, or a young adult that maybe lost their parent just a few years ago, but also could be the other side of it where, you know, is an adult who may have lost their parent 30 to 40 years ago. And that way there can be those stories that can really kind of show, you know, if it's an adult, you know, if there's a younger person reading it, you know, they can say, you know, there is hope and it does get better and life goes on. And, you know, there's so much greatness out of this life that we can get out of. And I think just being able to see both sides of it was one of the biggest things I wanted. And I think what's so incredible that I've read, you know, especially with the posts themselves, that I, you know, allow them to, you know, write 11 words, 1100 words, however much they want to write. But I think what's so profound is that all of these contributors and these great people that have experienced such difficult times and experiences in their lives, they always end off their post with pieces of advice. And I never told them to do that. It was just something that, you know, that's how they know that they can help so many others. And I thought that was just so profound, that story after story that I got, I can always see that they give, you know, some anecdotes at the very end and some pieces of advice for the readers. And I think that's just so incredible, especially that I didn't even tell them to do it. So I think it's pretty great.
Well, Brian, this has been a great conversation. We actually are coming to the end of our time. But before we depart, we did want to give you the opportunity to share how people who are viewing this can connect with you. I know our viewers often want to connect with our guests. How might they do that with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is thisiswhy.life. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram with the username thisiswhylife. There's a contact submission form on the website, but if they want to reach out to me personally, I'm at brian@thisiswhy.life. You know, I always want to hear from listeners and whoever else may have been impacted by similar experiences, and just see how I can help them. So anyone and everyone is willing to reach out and welcome to reach out. You know, I'm all ears for it.
Brian, thank you so much for sharing your story, your great work in the field, and being a guest here on Let's Talk Death. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an absolute pleasure speaking to you both.
Great. And thank you to those joining us for this episode of Let's Talk Death. If you'd like to learn more about Heal Grief, please visit us at healgrief.org. At healgrief.org, you can learn more about all of the programs of Heal Grief, including our programs for young adults called Actively Moving Forward.
And if you know of a bereaved adult, refer them to the AMF app, where adults of all ages connect with others experiencing a similar death loss. And last, make sure to sign up on healgrief.org to receive our newsletter for links to future episodes of Let's Talk Death.
And so with that, thank you for joining us. We will see you next time on Let's Talk Death.